KDOM Radio, I'm here with Coach Danny Neeland of the Mankato Moondogs. The manager is with us here on KDOM Radio. And Danny, first we'll start here with your connections to Wyndham. You're a Wyndham guy, very much known in the community. I'm sure a lot of people listening to this are probably going to say, hey, we know Danny, we know who he is. But just in case there's people out there, can you kind of just tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection with Wyndham?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Wyndham, graduated in 2013. I was lucky enough to be part of the state tournament team in 2013 with baseball. And obviously, you know, this past year, they got back to the state tournament again, which was awesome. But, yeah, Wyndham's always been a special place for me. Played for the Wyndham Pirates for, I think, about 8 years, my last year being 2020, I think. So coached the Legion baseball team for 5 or 6 years after I graduated high school. So Wyndham's always had a special place for me, and obviously it's done a lot of great things for myself and helped me get to the point where I'm at now.
Absolutely, and you know, now you've done a lot with Bethany Lutheran College up there, and now the manager of the Mankato Moondogs. And you know, we've got the Wyndham Chamber and the Wyndham Commission's Visitors Bureau putting on a Wyndham night for the Mankato Moondogs, and a chance for, you know, Wyndham residents to get up there and be celebrated for the Moondogs. And, you know, maybe for the people that haven't been to a Moondogs game, you know, this is some good baseball. These are some college kids that are really trying to make a name for themselves in this summer. Some D1 athletes, some D2 athletes, some guys that, you know, are really good at baseball. And you guys are playing some pretty solid baseball right now.
Yeah, we've kind of had an up-and-down season so far. We've had some really weird injuries and just some weird things in general happen, including a little bit of a bus crash the other day on our way to North Dakota. So it's just kind of been one of those years that everything that can be thrown at you has been thrown at you, but, you know, still making the most of it. But, yeah, the league itself is it's a really competitive league. I mean, there's been numerous elite baseball players that have come through. Not just Mankato, but the league in general. For Mankato, a couple of the big names that have been through would be Curtis Granderson, who I think played about 15 years in the big leagues, Brandon Crawford, who I think played around 15 years, won a couple of World Series, a couple Gold Gloves, Jacob Wilson, who was an All-Star last year as a rookie for the Athletics. He just had his bobblehead last night. He played her in 2021, amongst many, many others. That have come through here. So it's good quality baseball. And so it's kind of obviously a chance to see these guys before they get big. And, you know, most of them are sophomores and juniors in college. I would say probably 80% of our team, at least, is Division I guys for the most part. But you can find some really good Division II, Division III, JUCO guys around here as well, too, that come out and kind of put themselves on the map, too. So it's really good, high competitive baseball, and it's a chance to see these guys on their way up, essentially. And, you know, 5, 10 years from now, when some of them get to big leagues, you can say that you've seen them in Mankato, Minnesota, up close and personal. So even with a chance to go down in the field and meet some of the guys after the game. So just kind of a cool thing to experience. As like I said, they are kind of up on their way up to hopefully the big leagues at some point.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, as we're recording this, it is Wednesday. You guys got one final game here against the Bismarck Larks tonight, 6:35. First pitch, looks like, if people want to get out there and enjoy some more Moondogs baseball. But Friday is Wyndham night. Obviously encouraging Wyndham residents to head on over there and watch some Moondogs baseball. Taking on the Minnesota Mud Puppies, what can kind of people expect here? Looks like maybe just a quick two-game homestand for you on Friday and Saturday, but what can people expect from the Moondogs against the Mud Puppies?
Yeah, it should be a really good game. We'll have left-hander John Henry Cohors pitching for us. He's at the University of Iowa this past year, and his last couple times out have been really good. And our lineup has been starting to hit the ball pretty well lately, so we got a pretty exciting group of guys in the lineup. So it should be a good game, and I think it's going to be a pretty nice night of weather, too. It sounds like we got some quite a few numbers coming up for the game, so I'm excited to see some familiar faces up there. And I hope people come down to the field and talk. It's always a fun thing to do, to see people that come up to the games. So I'm really excited to have everybody up there on Friday.
Absolutely, Coach. I'm sure a lot of Windham residents are excited to get up there and cheer on one of their own. Very proud to have a Windham resident and a former Windham Eagle having some success with the Moondogs. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time here on KDOM talking with us. Good luck tonight and on Friday night as well.
Yeah, thank you, Zach. And again, thanks for everybody in Windham who's putting this on and coming up. It means a lot. And again, just excited to see everybody up here in Mankato on Friday.
Sounds good. That's Coach Danny Nealon of the Mankato Moondogs here on KDOM Radio.